Has the army ever blasted anyone with subliminal sounds? I had asked him. I have no idea, he said. What's a psychocorrection device? I asked him. I have no idea, he said. It has no basis in reality. What are silent sounds? I asked. I have no idea, he said. It sounds like an oxymoron to me. He gave me a hard look, which seemed to suggest that I was masquerading as a journalist, but was in fact a dangerous and irrational conspiracy nut. What's your name again? He said. I felt myself blush. I was suddenly finding Colonel Alexander quite frightening. Jim Channon has a page in his manual dedicated to the facial expression a warrior monk should adopt when meeting an enemy or a stranger for the first time. A consistent, subtle, and haunting smile, Jim wrote. A deep and unblinking look, indicating the real person is home and comfortable with all. A quiet and calm stare, indicating a willingness to be open. Colonel Alexander was now giving me what I can only describe as a haunting and unblinking stare. I told him my name again. He said, Pixie Dust. Sorry? I said. This is not something that has been brought up or addressed, and we have covered the waterfront of non-lethal technologies, he said. We are not warping people's brains or monitoring people or da-da-da-da-da. It's just nonsense. I'm confused, I said. I don't know much about this subject, but I'm sure I've seen your name linked with something called a psychocorrection device. It makes no sense, he said. He looked baffled. Then he said, yes, he had sat in on meetings where this sort of thing was discussed, but there was no evidence that machines like this would ever work. How would you do that, blast someone with silent sounds, without it affecting us? Anybody who's out there would hear it. Earplugs? I said. Oh, come on, he said. Of course, I said. You're right. And then the conversation had moved on to the subject of staring goats to death. In a scientifically controlled environment, said Colonel Alexander. And that's when he told me that the man who achieved this feat was not Michael Lekanis, but Guy Savelli.